This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back our good friend Mark Petrillo. He is on the board of directors of the Sea Turtle Preservation Society. And Mark, it's time for Turtle Crawl yet again.
It is time.
Tell us who, what, where, and when.
The Turtle Crawl has grown to become the largest 5K race in Brevard County, which is pretty exciting. This year's race is September 13th. It starts at 7:30 a.m. in Nance Park in Indy Atlantic.
Why is it the most popular race in the county?
Several reasons, I think. First off, the cause. People really love their sea turtles around here, and 100% of the proceeds benefit the Sea Turtle Preservation Society. We've got great amenities. We've got massages and breakfast after the race. We've got arguably the best t-shirts, if I do say so myself.
I'd agree.
Local artist Nemo, Michael Nemnich, does the artwork for the Turtle Crawl every year. You're looking at that. Doesn't show too well on the radio, but it is a beautiful piece of art that is on the back of the shirts. They're very popular. And this year, something new that we're offering is finisher medals for people who register by July 31st if they want them. They're optional. It's an added cost. You don't have to get one if you don't want, but it's the biggest request we've had several years in a row. So this year, we're finally offering them. The medals are huge. They're almost 5 inches tall. They're shaped like sea turtles, and the flippers move.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're very exciting. And they have the artwork in the middle of the back of the turtle.
You have to have one. I have to have one.
They're very cool. You can see them. You can see the t-shirts. You can see the medals. You can get all the information you'd ever want about the race at turtlecrawl.com. And you can follow us on Facebook. And there's a K in Turtle Crawl, turtlecrawl.com.
If we register before the 31st, we can get a t-shirt and a finisher medal if you want to opt for that. And if you register afterwards, you just get the normal race packet with the cool t-shirt.
Yep. You won't be able to get the finisher medals after the end of July, but you'll still be able to get the shirts. We're guaranteeing 2,400 this year. Last year, we had almost 2,200 registrants, which was the largest 5K ever in Brevard. Pretty exciting. This year, we're expecting probably more like 2,500. We may run out of shirts. If we do, it probably won't be until a couple of days before the race. To give you an idea, right now, we're at about 1,200 registrants. It doesn't sound like that many, but this time last year, we were under 500. So it's growing again.
Okay, so how long is the race and what's the race course?
It's a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. It starts in Nance Park, which is the park right across the 192 bridge, kind of on the northeast there. And it basically runs down the ocean, which is beautiful. You get to get there early. You see the sunrise come up over the ocean. How many races can say they offer that? You run down. It's not on the beach per se, but it's on Wavecrest Avenue along the beach. And then it does a large loop through the neighborhood in Indy Atlantic, goes through Orlando Park, and then it loops all the way back and finishes in the park.
And all the proceeds go to benefit our sea turtles.
As the board of directors, we agreed to set aside the proceeds from the Turtle Crawl because they ended up being larger than we were expecting the first year, a few years ago, for a special project. And fortunately, we're happy to announce that this year, Sea Turtle facility has opened at the Brevard Zoo. This has been something that's been a long time coming. Before now, when we had sick or injured sea turtles on our beaches in Brevard, they had to drive an hour and a half to get help. And a lot of times this is the difference between life and death for the turtles. Well, now we have a local facility, the Sea Turtle Healing Center at the Brevard Zoo, it's called, and they can get treatment much quicker. So by supporting the Turtle Crawl, people are directly supporting the sea turtles.
So this is coming up on September 13th. If you want to get a finisher medal, which is super cool, you need to register before July 31st. And to find out all the information about participating in the race, it's turtlecrawlwithak.com.